Development is a priority agenda at the World Economic Forum in Davos 2023. With me now is Mark Swilling, who is the chairman of the Development Bank of South Africa. And of course, many, many questions coming out around a just transition, around funding, and certainly loss and funding was big at COP27. Where do you stand, Mark, in terms of the conversations that are happening here on the ground?
Yeah, well, you're right. There are many sessions that are dedicated to the energy transition. Most of them around the technical, financial aspects of financing decarbonization. One or two sessions on the just transition. In other words, how you combine decarbonization with social justice to make sure that you don't have an unjust transition. In other words, a decarbonized, unequal world. So a just transition is really the core business of the DBSA. It's about development. And we have to figure out how to do that in this world, this new world that we're living in, which is transitioning to a decarbonized world.
What has ignited your interest in terms of the sessions or events that you've attended?
Well, I think what I find interesting is that the conversation is dominated by the Global North, who are continuously trying to come to grips with a fundamental geopolitical shift in the global distribution of resources because of the energy transition. So the bulk of solar and wind resources in the global south, the bulk of biodiversity adaptation is in the global south. The bulk of the materials we're going to need for the energy transition are in the global south. And yet the capital is in the global north. And so the discussions are pretty much dominated by, you know, how are we going to finance this transition when the global south don't have the capital. So as Development Bank, we wrestle with that. The cost of capital for investing in these projects in South Africa is very high, and it's going to be an obstacle. So that's what I find fascinating is how we, you know, how we deal with this financial Rubik cube.
Now, Patrick Lomini, the CEO of DBSA, is here as well. How do you maximize your time as Team DBSA?
Well, he handles a lot of the bilaterals, and I go to quite a lot of the sessions in order to, especially those sessions that are directly relevant to our DBSA work, which are mainly energy issues. Yeah.
And from an energy perspective, we are all in the same boat, aren't we, as the world? This is a focus that every leader is really strategizing on to create resilient, sustainable, and affordable energy systems for their respective populations.
South Africans should be comforted by what I heard in the last session, which is the opening comments were, if you thought the energy transition was going to be smooth, you're living in a fancy world. It's just not going to happen. It's utopian. Transitions are by definition ruptures. They are challenging, they are reversals, they are great leaps forward, there's unexpected outcomes. And that's exactly what we're experiencing in the South African context. So we're actually part of a global set of dynamics. And in South Africa, we are somewhere unique. We've got some of the best solar and wind resources of the world. We've got one of the oldest coal-fired power fleets, which has to slowly get wound down. There's no way to escape that. And we have to put in place a governance framework that is going to fully embrace where the rest of the world is going.
Just a final question. Do you think that the comments made by Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana are realistic around the fact that in 12 to 18 months, load shedding will be a thing of the past for South Africa?
Technically and financially, it's impossible to completely end load shedding in 6 to 12 months. The problems that we have been created over a number of decades, where we have overworked the machines and we've underinvested in maintenance, and they're in a bad state of repair. You can't fix that overnight. There's some hard realities there, but I think what's powerful about what he's saying is putting a stake in the ground. Said that's a stretch target. Let's try and achieve it. But from a technical point of view, the job at hand is much more challenging.
Mark, thanks so much. Great chatting to you here on the ground in Davos. Well, I've been chatting to Mark Swilling. He's the chairman of Development Bank South Africa. And as I said earlier, development, critical on the agenda here at the World Economic Forum 2023. Bronwyn Nielsen reporting for BizNews, the Nielsen Network, and Brand South Africa.